It's time to talk fishing for Hartley's Hunting and Tackle World Bendigo, Central Victoria's gold.
Yeah, it's a very good morning to Jeff. G'day, Jeff. How are you going?
Good morning, Sean. I'm going very well, thank you.
Welcome back from Tasmania. Good place to fish.
Thank you. Yeah, look, great place. We've just had about 7 days down there in the Tasmanian Highlands, and the weather was generally good from a fishing perspective, you know, cool, overcast weather with moderate wind, I guess. You know, while Victoria was sweltering, we were rugged up in three or four layers of clothes. But that's what's good for the fishing. So, and some of the mayfly hatches on the Highland Lakes were absolutely incredible. With you'd see trout rising everywhere, just coming to the surface, and some jumping clear of the water, and magnificent. So it was great to be there, just watching these trout feed, let alone catching a few.
It's a beautiful spot, Tassie.
Oh, a great spot, and look, just on the water there. There's Victorians, New South Welshmen, South Australians. We had a Queenslander in a canoe. A long way to paddle, isn't it? Anyway, and even a couple of Americans on the water with us. So it's a world-class fishery. So I'd say to people, if you ever get the opportunity to go, take it. There's good accommodation down locally at around Myina, and excellent guides if you want to... you know, if you're a learner and you really want some guidance, you can pick up the guides. They'll take you out for a day on your first day, and then you can, once you get that bit of extra knowledge, it makes it a lot easier for you.
Moving back to Victoria, we're going to talk about game fishing. Where's some good spots for game fishing around the state?
Yeah, look, most people would associate game fishing with Cairns in far north Queensland or Bermagui up on the New South Wales coast, but Victoria's fast becoming the spot to go to with... you know, with our tuna fishery down at Portland, dolphin fish, mako sharks and marlin down the far eastern end at Mallacoota. But just recently we've got a great kingfish, yellowtail kingfish fishery at the heads of Port Phillip Bay. And when we were going to Tassie, we saw there'd be 50 or 60 boats in there fishing for these fish. And they're great sport fish, and they were generally considered an occasional catch, but now it looks like the schools have built up and people are going there regularly catching those fish. So it's and they're ranging up to about 80 centimetres in length, so they're pretty serious fish. So it's become a bit of an issue now with a lot more people targeting them. So VR Fish are working with Fisheries Victoria to come up with a review of the bag limit, which is 5, and the size limit of 60 centimetres. We want to ensure that this fishery remains viable and doesn't dissipate, so it might be the size limit may have to go up to 70 centimetres or something, and maybe a bag limit or two. With these bigger fish, you don't need huge bag limits because I don't know what you'd do with them all. They, you'd be eating kingfish for a while if you catch two 60 or 70 centimetre fish.
You've got a blue-green algae warning this morning.
Yeah, look, we've spoken about this before, but just recently I noticed from Goulburn Murray Water they put out a warning for Tullaroop Reservoir and also Hepburn Lagoon just north of Newland. So just avoid the algal scums there and make sure you wash your catch thoroughly.
And where are they biting this weekend, Jeff?
Look, Lake Wendouroo is still good for trout, but fish for the hour or two after dark. Lake Ettrick near Lismore, trout to 1 kilo on minnow. Stony Creek Reservoir between Balan and Geelong, trout and redfin on lures and bait. Bullen Mareye at Camperdown for Chinook salmon on lures. And the redfin have taken off at Lake Purrumbeet down near Camperdown also, and they're catching them on minnows and lures. But you'll also get really good redfin at Waranga Basin over towards Shepparton or Lake Eildon. Lake Eildon's firing up as well. So there's some great opportunities at the moment.
That was Jeff talking all things fishing with thanks to Hartley's Hunting and Tackle World Bendigo. Thanks, Jeff. We'll talk again soon.
Good on you, Sean. Catch you soon.